Let's head to the Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Alan Bierg is back with us again today. Hey, Alan, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about inflation and also in light of this Ukraine-Russia situation as well. I know that this is going to impact things as well for the producers out there. Where are you at in terms of your analysis of inflation?
This is a big one, isn't it? You know, you're taking a look at fuel prices potentially going up. You see wheat futures going up because both Russia and Ukraine are such big exporters of wheat. You know, it's certainly adding more fuel to the fire. Now, one of the issues, of course, is when you take a look at releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and such and other countries coordinating for supplies, that does somewhat mitigate the damage. But it's just a lot of volatility. You know, this is an important thing to keep in mind as farmers are looking at their risk management plans. We've got another month before sign-up is closed for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, and this is exactly why you make arguments for things like DMC. You know, for the forecast price for milk this year is high. It could be a record. But remember, the Dairy Margin Coverage Program is about margin, and margin takes into account things like inflation, you know, those higher feed costs, which, by the way, fuel costs play into that as well because it's all part of transportation. So you see volatility, you see more risk, you see prices going up. You know, it's not like that Russia or Ukraine are huge export markets for U.S. milk, and they're not necessarily competitors the same way that, say, the EU or New Zealand is, although I think Ukraine has now entered the top 10 in dairy exports. But it is something that just tells you we got to be careful. Don't take anything for granted. Make the best risk management plan that you can and buckle up.
Well, you know, you mentioned that. That's one of the, you know, I think a lot of the farmers complain about government and the DMC and all that. But, you know, when you're talking about instead, they switched it from instead of just a price issue, they switched it to margin. That was an important change, wasn't it?
Huge change. And one that really is actually pretty useful in this environment because, yeah, I mean, milk prices are pretty good right now. The all milk price, again, is looking to be a record potentially this year. But look at corn, look at soybeans, look at alfalfa. You know, all these things bite at farmers. And back when you had purely a price support program, you know, that wouldn't be helping you in this environment at all because on the balance sheet, it'd be like, hey, you got a good price for your milk. The Dairy Margin Coverage Program takes into other things into account, and it's those other things that are really making a difference right now.
All right, let's talk about the National Milk Producers Federation, your website, and the fact that our producers out there can get a lot of free information from you. Tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, we did a little bit of a jump up on the on our website. We made some improvements. We did some tweaks. But I would say one of the most important things on this page is up on the right upper right side of nmpf.org, you see two words that say stay informed. And if you click on stay informed, that gives you a chance to sign up for NMPF publications. We ask you if you're a dairy farmer, if you're a part of the dairy industry. A couple of these are only open to members of co-ops. Some of them are only open to, you know, folks who have that interest. But you can get a lot of things from us, like our Dairy Defined series, our podcast. It all gets sent to you. You get alerts of things that are important for the dairy industry. It's a good way to keep up. You know, NMPF is the largest dairy farmer organization in the United States, and it's coast to coast. So if you want to get a sense of what farmers are thinking and seeing in other parts of the country, if you want a chance to get a sense of what the economy is looking like, both, you know, in the U.S. and worldwide, we all have publications there that people can use, and we really want people to use them. You know, it's a service we provide our members, but it's also a service that's available to the broader dairy community, and we encourage people to sign up.
I would assume that if you Google National Milk Producers Federation, that, boom, you come right up, right?
Well, if you just go to right to the homepage, nmpf.org, it's not a .com, it's a .org. But yeah, it's our acronym .org, and again, it says stay informed in the upper right-hand corner of the page. You're not going to miss it, and it takes you right to the page where you can sign up for stuff.
All right, make sure that you go to, and I think many people make that mistake because they always think everybody is just a .com, but it's .org.
Yeah, because we're a nonprofit. We, honest to God, are not in it for the money. We're in it for the farmers.
All right, a couple people just wanted to know how you spell your last name. I don't know if they want to Google you. They want to Google you, maybe?
Okay, sure. My last name is spelled B-J-E-R-G-A. It's a good Minnesota Norwegian name. And I think I'm the only one on earth. If you Google Bjørga, you'll get me and a Norwegian techno artist and a Norwegian stand-up comedian, as well as some feed stores in central Minnesota. But that we don't really have good relations with that side of the family.
Oh, that's the other side. Is that right? Okay. They're on the other side of the tracks?
That's right.
All right. Okay, great. Alan, always great information. Well, the free stuff, again, available at the National Milk Producers Federation. You know, farmers, dairy farmers are always in it for free stuff. You know, either a free hat or a free lunch, but almost as good is the free information.